From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Authorities are on alert for more incendiary packages to turn up at mailrooms after a third ignited at a post office in Washington, D.C. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports on the ongoing investigation.
Three similar packages smoked and ignited in the last week, all addressed to officials and all discovered by government employees. The latest at a postal facility in Washington, D.C., was addressed to Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano. No one was seriously injured in any of the three incidents. One of the others, addressed to Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley, included a message complaining about highway signs urging motorists to report any suspicious activity. The packages have been taken to the FBI lab in Quantico for forensic analysis. Officials say there wasn't any explosive material in the packages, but won't say how the devices inside worked. Jamie Terabay, NPR News.
WikiLeaks says it will fight U.S. government efforts to get a hold of its Twitter account details and that it suspects other American internet companies are also being asked to hand over information. The group says the subpoena amounts to harassment. The government is looking into possible charges against WikiLeaks for making public classified documents. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has sworn in the ambassador to Syria. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Obama administration went around Republican opposition to fill the post.
Robert Ford never got through his Senate confirmation process, so President Obama gave him what's called a recess appointment. Some Republicans responded angrily, but State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley defended the move, saying it should not be seen as a reward to Syria.
Being without an ambassador serves no purpose other than to disadvantage the United States. A high-level representative in Damascus will make it possible to deliver strong, consistent messages to the Syrian government and further U.S. interests and security.
The Bush administration withdrew the U.S. ambassador to Syria in 2005 amid allegations that Syrian intelligence officers were involved in the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama is appealing to Republicans not to wage what he's calling symbolic battles, but to instead work with Democrats to help spur job growth and economic recovery.
And I'm determined to work with everyone, Republicans and Democrats, to achieve that goal. What we can't do is refight the battles of the past 2 years that distract us from the hard work of moving our economy forward.
Mr. Obama was speaking in his weekly address today, just a few days after Republicans officially took control of the House. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor of Virginia is using his party's address to spotlight the steps the GOP is taking to curb government spending and to repeal Mr. Obama's signature health care law. You're listening to NPR News. A Shiite cleric whose militia members once battled American troops has delivered his first speech in Iraq in 4 years. Mukhtar al-Sadr called the U.S., Israel, and Britain enemies of Iraq and urged his supporters to resist what he called the occupiers. It was Sadr's first public speech after returning to Iraq this week following his self-imposed exile in Iran. He told thousands of supporters that the new Iraqi government should be given a chance to get American forces out of the country in a suitable way. A defense bill signed into law by President Obama effectively blocks civilian trials for detainees at the Guantanamo Bay detention facility. The ban prevents the use of Defense Department money to transfer terror suspects to the U.S. It's a setback for Mr. Obama because he wants to close the facility, but he says he didn't have a choice but to sign the bill. He says he'll find a way to overturn the restriction. Texas Tech University has been put on 2 years of NCAA probation for sending hundreds of text messages to recruits. NPR's Wade Goodwin has that story from Dallas.
The NCAA restricts athletic departments' communication with prospective recruits, and that includes text messages. For some reason, that was an NCAA rule that coaches at Texas Tech felt free to ignore. The football coaches, golf coaches, and even softball coaches sent hundreds of text messages to potential recruits from 2007 through 2009. Eventually, the university turned itself into the NCAA. A variety of penalties, relatively minor, will be imposed on the football, softball, and golf programs. Wade Goodwin, NPR News, Dallas.
And I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.